Good evening, Bereshis Avimori. We'll this sort of Kriya Satira conundrum number two, called the Marathon Catch Up, Be'ezus Hashem will be discussing the question of whether one is mechuyav, one is obligated, or if not obligated, is there any inyan, any reason to worry about catching up all the sedras that one has missed in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. I think for most people, pretty much everyone, I think that goes back to at least Dayakel Pekudeh. So we're talking about now, I think, 12 sedras, excluding Parshas Bamidbar. Yes, I think Dr. Freilich just asked before, we are talking about a garden minyan, in terms of what I have to get away to. And yes, I actually had this shayla yesterday. We did have a Sefer Torah, and the question was, well, we'll see, I won't give away too much yet, but what does one do about catching up? Is there any chiyuv whatsoever? So I'm going to, instead of making a whole long introduction, let's go straight into the subject matter. If you take a look on the sheets, source one, when we look there, it seems to be pretty clear. If you take a look in source one, so you've got there in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Seif Beis, you've got there the Ramah, I mean, after the Mechaber says, Mokim Shemapsikin B'Shabbos B'Shacharis, wherever you stop in Shabbos morning, in other words, you end the parasha, Shom Kerim B'Mincha U'V'Sheni V'Chamishi U'V'Shabbos Habo. That's where you'll begin reading from on the Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday. Says the Ramah, and this is the part we want. Im bitulu Shabbos achas. What happens if one Shabbos, they're mevatel, they don't do Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur. So the Shabbos Habo, the next week, Kerin Oisah Parsha im HaParsha HaShayeches Lo'Isah Shabbos. You read that Parsha, the one you've missed, together with the Parsha which belongs to that Shabbos. Now, does that apply, the Loshen im bitulu? Sounds like even if it was bemazed, meaning to say that they just decided, you know what, for one reason or another, this week we're not doing Kriyas HaTorah. Can you make it up the next week? Now, the Loshen in Bitlu sounds like yes. The only thing is like this, that as we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, we have to really get to the bottom of how this works. Why would you be making up Kriyas HaTorah the next week? One very big possibility is it works through what we call tashlumin. That means to say, let's say a person misses Shacharis one morning. So he's allowed to make it up when it comes to Mincha. He can daven two Shemona Esreis, one for Mincha and the second for Shacharis. But the halacha is that will only work if he didn't miss Shacharis but made it. He didn't wake up and decide, you know what, I just can't be bothered davening now. So I'll skip Shacharis, I'll make up with Mincha. You can't do that. So if this works through Tashlumin, then surely it should only work if by mistake they didn't have a Sefer Torah or something like that, so therefore the next week they can make it up. On the other hand, the fact that the Loshen is in Bitulu Shabbos Achas, it sounds like even Bemezid. And that you'll see in the Bi'ar Halacha there, which is underlined. He brings a different deus about that. And as he points out from the Vilna Gaon likens it to Tashlumin. He says, if it's Tashlumin, then just like Tashlumin, you can only make up a tefillah if it wasn't Bemezid that you missed it. It wasn't on purpose. So too with Kriyas HaTorah. That's one point. Be'ezus Hashem will come back to that point later on. Then the question over here is now, well, what if we missed more than one Shabbos? As in our case, it's not just one parasha, we're talking about 10, 12 parashias, so now what do we do? So again, you'll see in the Mishnah Brura there, Siv Koton Vov, where it's underlined, he writes, Vim Bitulu Kama Shabbosis, if you've missed many Shabbosis, Yishomim, some say, De'in Likris B'Shabbos Habo, Kim HaSidro HaAcharin HaSmuch HaDazoi. We'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, who these Yish Omrims are, but some say you only read the one parasha which was the week before. The Yish Omrim, some say, the Sorech L'Hashlim B'Tzibur, Kol HaSedorah Shebitlu. No, the Tzibur has to make up all the parashias that they've missed out. Once again, says the Mishnah Brura, because you should know as a rule, the Chofetz Chaim, where there are different opinions, normally his Machriya is the one he will for him will tip the scales is always the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is, for him, is the deciding factor, and that's why, once again, he says, well, let's take a look at the Vilna Gaon. Umebir agro, mashma disfira rekade ahorishaino. Meaning to say, the fact that the Vilna Gaon says that it's like tashlumin. So what if a person's missed many tefillahs? In other words, I didn't daven Maariv last night, I didn't daven Shacharis this morning, so when it comes Mincha time, how many tefillahs can I make up for? The answer is one. We paskin only one. There are opinions that say more than that. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. In fact, it talks about this on the sheet somewhere along the thing later on, but let's say a person's been in prison. And because he's been in prison, he wasn't able to daven. Right, because of the conditions there, they weren't suitable conditions to be able to daven there. So Bekitza, when he's released from prison, he may have missed, I don't know, if he was there for a year, he's missed over 1,000 tefillahs. He can make those up. According to that other opinion, just over time, make them up. But we don't take on like that, at least not Me'ikar Din. Possibly there's a way to sort of cover for that. We'll come to Be'ez Hashem if we get to there later on. But and therefore, since what we take on with Tashlumin, it's only one tefillah you can make up, so therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that the Vilna Gaon holds you can only make up for one parasha that you've missed. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see that there is a big contradiction to that. We'll come to Be'ez Hashem later on. Then he says, in the next Siv Katan, Kriyas HaParasha V'chudu, what happens if V'imhoyu Shetei Parashios Mechuborin Be'ose Shabbos Shebitlu? Let's say Parashas Emor, okay? Let's say we were holding by Parashas Emor. You'll see why I'm not picking Parashas Bamidbar in a second. But let's say Parashas Emor, we say, oh, we missed Acharemis and Kedoshim. So it means we missed two Parashas, but it was only 1 week. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Das Haram Mint Dei Mashlimim Eisom Kalal. The rule is, you only make up one Sedra. And since you can't really split Acharemis and Kedoshim, you can't do a half a job. They were read together. So, and in fact, some learn, therefore, in that year where you read Acharemis and Kedoshim together, they become like one big Sedra. You can't read half a Sedra. So therefore, you won't read anything. You'll just read Emor. Right? In other words, you'll only make up one parasha, and even then, only if you've only missed one parasha in that week that you missed, if you see what I mean. If it was a joint parasha, forget it. Don't do anything. And he says, why? Because we never find such a thing. You read three parashas in one Shabbos, so you're going to read Acharemus, Kedoshim, and Emma? No such thing exists. So I'll say, okay, so I'll just read Kedoshim with Emma. You can't do that. You can't do a half job of Tashlumin. Either you make it up or you don't. But who have been, he says, another important thing is, in Beshabazu, how you stay parashias mukhuboris. Let's say, this week, okay, it was Bahar and Bechu Kaisai. I've missed Emor. So can I read Emor? It's only one Sedra. I can make that up with Bahar and Bechu Kaisai. He says, no. Nami emashlim in aparasha. Mishabasha ova mitamana. For the same reason. You can't read three parashias in 1 week. You can't have Emor, Bahar and Bechu Kaisai. So you just leave Emor out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Uva Agoas Min Hogim, what we just said was from the Maharam Mintz, but in the Agoas Min Hogim, Chedik Al Kolzeh, he disagrees with this whole idea. He says, no, effectively, you can catch up whatever you need to catch up. V'chein Heskim V'Edio Rabbo, that's Edio Rabbo's position as well. Catch up whatever, at least go back to Vayikra, catch all the way up. At this stage, by the way, he hasn't really addressed how many parashas you catch up. He's just saying, if you missed last week, I don't care whether it was one parasha, if it's two parashas, this week is one or two, you have to catch up the previous week at least. That's where the Mogin Giborim leans towards as well. Another point he says, Yesh Omen, this would be no get out to this week. If somebody this week, if let's say you managed to get a garden minion this week, obviously a garden minion that fits all the criteria. To anyone who's interested, by the way, you can speak to Rabbi Kahn. I think Rabbi Kahn has also got, he's not overly happy. I'm just telling you, but obviously check up yourself. He's not overly happy with the idea of garden minionim through Re'ir. I think having gone through it now, he's also, but again, speak to him yourself if you want any more information about that. So, Yesh Omerim. Some say, Dimbitulu Parshas Vayechi, that if they were Mevatel Parshas Vayechi, say in our case, let's put it into our case, you've missed, let's just say B'chukosai, forget the fact that it's two parashas. Let's say it was just B'chukosai. Ein Nikrosai and Parshas Shemos. In our case, that means you can't this week say, well, I've got Bamidbar, I'll read B'chukosai and Bamidbar together. You can't do that. Why not? Ki kishekorin shtei storos, because whenever you read two parashas together, Sorich Nikrosai chad gabro misof sidra rishayna litchilas sidra shenia. B'har B'chukosai. Anyone who learned that, how did they do it? You learned three aliyos in Bahar. Three will be in B'chukosai, and the middle one, the fourth one, is the bridge between the two. He joins the two sedras together. That's the way you normally do it. So, Kadesh Yom Chuborim. V'zei nochen asayis b'shnei sforim. You can't really do that with two sforim. If I'm going to make together, I'm going to join up B'chukosai with Bamidbar, so what am I going to do? I'm going to have one aliyah which is going to join B'chukosai and Bamidbar? That doesn't make any sense. Because, on the contrary, if you look in a Sefer Torah, we bedafka make a gap between the end of one Sefer and the beginning of the next. We leave four lines. We bedafka, we say, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. This is the end of a Sefer. So it's a bit funny to have one person joining the two together. You can't really do that. He says, same idea. The yesh chalkin, but there are those who disagree. Usvir aluhu, they hold the olam mashlimin. No, they disagree. They say, no, you always make up. Yeah, you join together B'chukosai with Bamidbar, so Nishkefeluch, so it'll be one person who joins the two together. Some people say, by the way, in that case, you know what? If you're worried about that, so you'll split it up. Nishkefeluch, you'll have one aliyah for B'chukosai and a new aliyah for Bamidbar. Okay, you can't have everything. You've got to try and weigh up and say, okay, it's not an ideal situation. What should I do? So should I just not bother catching up at all? Or should I catch up and do it in a way which is, okay, not ideal, one person will have to join the two parashiyas together, nishkefelach, not an isur. Or maybe split it into two separate aliyahs. Again, we wouldn't normally do that, but okay, nishkefelach. So he says, v'kosav v'shulchan atzei shittim, danoi kein eimochim b'yodah. Somebody who wants to do like that, we don't object. If you want to join two sforim together, no, we won't object. Kosav v'shari Ephraim. The truth is, you know what, I'll leave this last part for the time being. Fine. You can see the Mishnah Berurah has brought effectively a whole array of shittas here, ranging from saying you will only catch up one parsha, and even then it is only if the previous week was only one parsha, and this week is only one parsha, and they're in the same sefer. That's the most, if you want, extreme shitta. Going to the other extreme, which effectively says, nah, you catch up, two parashiyos, if they're together, two sforim, nishkefeluch, and as it happens, lemaisa, within this, you'll see that some of them who hold, nah, we're not worried about all of this, they just hold whatever you've missed, you have to catch up, no matter how many parashiyos. Now, let's trace back, let's go back a little bit to the source of all of this. So if you turn over onto the next page, source 2, it really starts with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is the one who brings the Maharam Mintz. The Maharam Mintz is the one who puts on all these restrictions. And he says only one parasha, and even then it's only if the previous week was only one sedra, and this week's only one. He puts on all these restrictions. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says there in Sif Kotan Dalud, where I've underlined, he says, Avalim Hoyu Shanayim Muchuborin, it's like on the right hand side. If the two of them are joined, but also Shabbos Shepitzlu, Ein Kerim B'Shabbos Tabo Ashalesha. Because if you go through it, you'll see he said everything the Mishnah Berurah said. Right, and at the end of it, it's the Maharam Mintz. In the middle, the Magen Avraham does point out that the Hagoas Minhagim says I don't agree with the Maharam Mintz on all of this. Okay, I will just point out if you just look just below that, it's very small writing, but there's the Erem. Erech Lechem Lemahari Kash. Now the Mahari Kash, where it's underlined, he says there, we're going to get perhaps an even more, I wouldn't say extreme, but a more lenient opinion here. He says, Yesh Omerim, some say, if you can see that, I know it's small writing, it's just one line basically, right, directly beneath the Shulchan Aruch before the Biur Hagro. He says, Yesh Omerim, Shem Bitlu Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, if they missed out a Parsha B'Tzibur, L'Shabbos Habor, the next week, Kodin Osoim HaParsha Shalosha Shabbos. Oh, that's the case we're discussing. You read it next week. He says, well, you should know, v'lo'na'agu kein b'nei Mitzrayim b'nechzam b'shayoris kahal gadol. He says, when a whole load of people, they go traveling together, they don't bother doing that in Mitzrayim. They don't bother making up even one parasha. Now, is that, does he mean to say, because we just hold, we don't bother with Tashlumin, this whole idea? Or is it because maybe they comprise only a part of the Tzibur? You could debate that, but I think the Ma'ari Kash is often understood as saying, in Mitzrayim, the Minhag was not to make anything up. Other than that, by the way, just before we move on, the other things which are underlined here, let me just give you a little bit of an overview. You've got the Bir HaGro directly beneath, okay, where you can see there, where it's underlined in the Bir HaGro, you can see that's what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to. He says, this idea of catching up, he says, is Kamosha Kosu B'Tfilah Tovereh Ispalo. Like you find with Tfilah, the idea of Tashlumin, which the Mishnah Berurah has understood to mean that the Gaon understands it's Mamash Avot of Tashlumin. In which case, only if it's B'Shogeg that you missed it was by mistake, and only if it's one parasha that you've missed. The question is, did the Gaon really mean to say it's Tashlumin? Or did he mean to say it's a bit analogous to that, but it's not really quite the same idea. But the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, he understands like that. By the way, just as an aside, you may be thinking, but where does this idea of Tashlumin come from? Yeah, we find it when it comes to Tefillah. But do we find it by anything else? The answer to that is most definitely we do. There's a machlokes by Kriyas Shema. If you miss Kriyas Shema, can you read two Kriyas Shemas later on? There's a Rav Yor who says that he brings the idea by Sfiyas HaOmer. It could even be that it works through Tashlumin. Lighting Hanukkah candles, there's an idea of Tashlumin. In other words, if you missed it, the idea of being able to light it later on or count during the day. There are other examples of Tashlumin in other Rishonim. Yes, we take on the halacha, generally speaking, we only understand Tashlumin by Tefillah and only one. But it's not such a chiddush to say that we could say by Kriyas HaTorah it also exists. Other than that, you've got the Chochma Shlomo there, which I've underlined a little bit. That's from Shlomo Kluger. It's like it runs round from the right-hand margin and then runs round. He effectively goes along with this Maharam Mintz. You can only really catch up one parasha. You can't go between one sefer and another. The only point I thought was interesting there is that he was dealing with a Shiloh where they missed Parashas Pinchos. They missed Parashas Pinchos. And the next week was Vayakel Pekudeh. So he said to them, he said, look, when the Maharam Mintz said that if you've missed two parashias, in other words, joint parashias, if you'd missed, let's say, Tazriah Metzora, and next week was just Acharemus, let's say, well, sorry, you can't catch that up because it's two parashias. You can't do one out of the two. And to do both, we can't do that. Three parashias, sorry, we can't do that. You can't have three parashias in 1 week. So he says, well, who are then? That would apply, let's say, in our situation. Pinchos, Vayakel Pekudeh, if you make up Pinchos, you're going to have three parashias. He says, but even if you want to say that I've got an Eitzah in our case, what we'll do is this week, we'll do Pinchos and Vayakel, and next week, sorry, not Vayakel, Pinchos and Matos, and then next week we'll do Mat'eh and Devorin. He says, you can't do that because it's two different Sforin. But it's interesting, he at least entertains the idea that you could effectively play around with what we'll read this week. Even though we're supposed to be reading Matos and Mat'eh, well, we'll do Matos this week with Pinchos, and next week we'll do Mat'eh and Devorin. We'll sort of play around with it. He just says, even if you want to suggest such an idea, he doesn't throw it out on the grounds that you can't do that. He just says you can't do it because you're going to effectively end up reading two Sforim together, which he's not happy to do. Below that, in the Otzim Aforshim, you've got the Dogel Meir of Ovo, who effectively sort of echoes that idea. He says that if you've got a situation where you've got, we're talking about catching up, he says you have to realize that you'll see why this is going to be very crucial to what we're going to see Be'ezus Hashem and the Ozorua. He says you have to understand that if this week's parasha is Bamidbar, that is the Ikar Parasha. You can't start playing around with it and start saying, well, you know what? We've got quite a bit to make up. So this week we'll do Vayakel Pekudeh. Next week we'll do Vayikra and Tzav. The week after, we'll do Shemini on its own, let's say. The week after, we'll do Tashriyama. So you don't want to put more than two Sedras together. In other words, we'll gradually catch up, and by the time we get, I don't know, to Tisha B'Av, we'll be up to date. He says, you can't do that. You can't do that. This week is Bamidbar, you have to read Bamidbar this week. No, if you've got a way of catching up something, Gesundheit. But you can't start making your own ways of, we'll make our own state of this. That you can't do. The Ateres Zekenim below that, what was his point there? The reason why I underline that is just because it's interesting that Ateres Zekenim, he makes clear that he understands two parashas. If let's say last week was Baharim B'chukosai, they are treated as one sedra. Not everyone agrees with that, but that's how he understands it. Hence, you can't split it. But as I said, that's just a bit of an overview of what's on the page. The main thing we want to take away from there is the Mogen Avraham, who says that the Maharam Min says you can only catch up one parasha, and only if it wasn't two parashiyos last week, you can only catch up one, and you cannot catch it up from one sefer to the next. Now, sounds pretty clear. Forget it in our case. You can't go to Vayakha Pekudei, even if you got a sefer Torah last week, and anyway, you wouldn't be catching up anything else. One sedra, that's it. So anyone this week, forget it. If you get a sefer Torah this week, this is your first week together, you just start Bamidbar. That's what it sounds like. But I want to go back even further. Let's first go to the Maharam Mintz himself. Source 3. Now, you'll love this one because I mentioned this last week. This is, I think, like anything you've seen today when it comes to shul politics, really pales in comparison to this. Let's just read this, the beginning of the Shida together. I think it's such a, really, it's an eye-opener. Look at this. Mar Shesho Alte, source 3, it's on page 3. Mar Shesho Alte, the beginning of the Shida. You've asked me the following Shida. Al Maisa She'ira Kahal Kodesh Varmis. This is going back quite a way, by the way, okay? B'Shabbos Parashas HaKodesh, She Vayakel Pekudei. It was Parashas Vayakel Pekudei, Parashas HaKodesh, a long leaning as it was. Mukhuborim, and they were joined together, Likros Yachad, so that's what you were supposed to be leaning. Vayakel Pekudei and Parashas HaKodesh. No, they managed to get six aliyahs without any problems. Even Shishi, no arguments. Shishi was all right. Then, when it came to, well, I suppose Chazak, suddenly there was a machlokes between two people. This one said, I should get it. This one said, I should get the aliyah. He says the Sefer Torah was left there lying on the bimah. The Nimshach there connected Beis Shois for 2 hours. The stalemate continued, and it did. They didn't get a solution. They couldn't come to an agreement who should get the last aliyah. Eventually, basically, the whole community said, forget this, and they just left the shul. They took a different Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh with them. They went to a different Beis HaKnesses, Shekerin Tsumras. Vishom Koru Shavi, and they just read Shavi there. Vishlimo HaSedra, they finished off the Sedra there. Kite Kunim, in other words, as it was supposed to be done. But then Nishab Beis HaKnesses Shaleh, and in the main Beis HaKnesses, all that remained was Rak Dalad HaNoshim, 4 or 5 people. Oysam Bali Machlekes, you can just picture this. I mean, it's comical, but sad, but comical. The two Bali Machlekes still arguing. Vitzirufa and the 1 or 2 who had taken sides, presumably. And that was it. So what was the Shida? Well, the Shida came next week. Not between these two people anymore. They'd sorted them out. But now the Shida was, you've got a different machlekes. Baruch Hashem, at least this week, it was a machlekes, not about kovod, it was about halacha. What do we do this week? It's already in Parashat Vayikra, what do we do? Yish mekem, some of you are saying, sorry, we have to do it all again? Oh yes, Vayakel Pekudei with Vayikra. Why? The Yoiv time of the Milsa. Your reason is, because we didn't finish off the leaning last week, but also Beis HaKnesses in that shul where we started, with also Sefer Torah, with that Sefer Torah. Kim Sefer Torah Acheres, it was with a different Sefer Torah, and it was in a different shul. And v'nireh kiru sefer Torah rishona pekuma chas v'cholila, it looks like there was something wrong with the first sefer Torah. V'cheinu choshev ha'shlomo. B'kitzur, he goes on, and he goes on that there are various problems with it. Why they feel we have to make it up. They're also worried about the fact there was a two-hour gap. Maybe that's a problem. And one or two other chashoshes. So they think we have to make it up. And he says in the next paragraph, skipping straight to the next paragraph, he says, because obviously there are those who disagree, he says, nearly it would appear to me, the Indicris, when I say the next paragraph, I don't mean where it's underlined, just before that, nearly the Indicris, b'shabes habor, b'yakel upukude, no, you don't have to make it up. Rak maskel sedra, the shavua, the huvayikra, just start from vayikra, mikamat omim. And he goes through their concerns one by one, and he says basically they're unfounded. The fact there is a different Sefer Torah, nothing to worry about. The fact there is a different shul, nothing to worry about. The fact there was a two-hour delay, nothing, etc. He says nothing to worry about. Then he says, look, on top of all of that, and that's where he gets into what's nogea to us, he goes through and he says, you're not allowed to make it up. Why? So I'm not going to go through all of this, but even the parts underlined, but look at the beginning of it, because this is a key point. He says, v'hine amino. So I would say, quite frankly, even if the machlokes had gone on and people had just said, you know what, we're giving up, we're going home, we can't continue like this, they would have just stopped there and then. They wouldn't have completed the Kriyas HaTorah. They wouldn't have finished the Kriyas HaTorah that week. Nevertheless, you can't read three parashiyas the next week. Why? Because where is the source for this idea of making up a missed Kriyas HaTorah? It's only in the Sefer Erzorua. And the Erzorua is quoted in short in the Sefer Agudah. This is Kalmonim going all the way back. We're really going back a long way. Perek HaKore in Maseches Megillah. The Zeh Lashono. This is more or less, as we have it as well, in the Sefer Agudah. This is what he writes. But Erzorua, in the Erzorua, he says, in Bitalu B'Shabbos HaTomit, if one Shabbos, they didn't read the Parsha of that week, but a Korua Parsha, Oz Yikru B'Shabbos HaBo'o Shenei Parshias, then the next week, you read two Parshias. Ad Kan Neshoina. So he says, Hine Lo Kosov Rakim Bitala Shabbos Echod HaTomit. Then you read two parashiyas the next week. But not if it's more than that. And here you've got Vayakel and Pekudeh. And where I've underlined again, he says, V'chein mistabro. That's logical as well. Din lokein in adav asayv. Because otherwise you could end up, well, as what's looking, we've got 12 sedras now. If this goes on much longer, you know, at least till shuls get back, we could be 20, 25 sedras. I mean, in adav asayv. He says that doesn't make any sense. Can't be. One parasha is all the Erzorua said you can make up. In the next sort of column there, Lochin nearly where I've underlined, Dafka Shnei Sedorim, Yikru Yachad, only two parashas, not more than that. No way more than that. We don't find more than two parashas together. And where I've underlined again, he says there, if that's the mashmos of the Loshin of the Erzorua, the Chei Mashma Lashono, the fact that he writes, Yikru B'Shabbos Habor, base parashiyas. Why didn't he give you a scenario where you have three parashiyas by Yakana Pekudeh or something like that with? The answer is because you only do two parashiyas. And then in the last paragraph where it's underlined, that's where he says, anyway, here you've got a bigger problem, and that is there's two different sforim, Sefer Shemois with Sefer Vayikra. You can't join them together because you need one aliyah for both, and on the contrary, there's supposed to be a gap between them. B'kitzur, he says, nothing doing. Okay, that's it. Ad kan. Now, here comes the big surprise. Where is the Maharam Mintz basing himself on? He said, the source for this is the Erzorua. So I thought, okay, you know what? Let's go back to the very source and we'll see what the Erzorua says. And I'm telling you, you're in for a shock now. Because the Erzorua, at least to my mind, and to many, many much far greater people than me, have expressed the same sentiment, doesn't seem to say anything like the Maharam Mintz is saying. Let's take a look together. Again, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but let's pick out some key points from it. The Erzorua says, Maisa Hoyo, source 4. It's in Chelek Beis Simon Mem Hei for anyone who wants to look it up. I know I didn't put that on the sheet, but that's where it is. Chelek Beis Simon Mo Mem Hei. He says, Maisa Hayo beKlunya, there was a story in Klunya, Be'echod Bisamdi Shekobal Beshabbos. They had a very interesting minhag. I don't know how well this would go down in any shul for that matter, but if somebody had a complaint against somebody, so before Kriyas HaTorah, or at some point during davening, he could get up in shul, and there was a bit like, speech corner, whatever you call it, you know what I'm talking about, that park, I can't think of the park now, but I know you're all muted, you know what I'm talking about, where everyone can, you can get up and speak as you wish. They have the same thing in shul. If you've got a complaint against somebody, you've got a din Torah against somebody, you get up and you can speak. So this happened 1 week. Somebody got up, Shekobal b'Shabbos, Horoi Likreis, Parshas Emor, Lakonim. It's supposed to be Parshas Emor, right? Well, 2 weeks ago. V'ikiv tefilo, kriyas ha'Torah kol hayom. This guy continued on unabated all day long. U'cheshegiyah Shabbos habo, b'kitza, we didn't get anywhere that week. No kriyas ha'Torah. So the next week, I mean, unbelievable what used to go on. I mean, you know, so Harav Rabbeinu Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon Zatzal, he's instructed, l'hafka b'parshas Emor el ha'Kohanim. He says you have to start from Parshas Emor, Bidikreta, and to read it, Vigam Bahar Sinai, and to read Parshas Bahar as well. Horu'iyah Le'ikoris Beis HaShabbos, which was supposed to be read that Shabbos. Seemingly it wasn't Bahar B'chukosai together. Read the two of them. V'shelo Le'dalik Parsha Achas Min HaTorah, because you should not skip a single Parsha from the Torah. Why? Now this is very clear. Listen to this. Lefi, because. Ki Miyemois Moshe Rabbeinu, because from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Niskan, it was instituted. Likros HaTorah b'parsha Yoseho, to do Kriyas HaTorah parsha by parsha, u'lahashlima b'chol shana v'shana, and once a year to have completed the whole Torah. Okay, the Gemara says, I think it was in Eretz Yisrael, they used to do it once every 3 years. In Bovel, I think it's that way around, if I remember correctly, once every year. So our minhag is, we know, we're well aware, is once a year. That's quite a key point, but we'll just pick up on that Bezos Hashem later on. He says the point of it is we want the tzibur to hear the mitzvot, the chukim. We've got to read to everyone so they should hear this. You can't skip out a parasha. Everyone has to hear, the tzibur has to hear everything. Don't come along and say, well, kimon sh'ava zman kriyoso. Well, sorry, you missed parasha Emor. Ho cholo iso parasha. Too late now. Now, he doesn't think it's a tashlumin. What's he say? Lifiki ain't kebab the parashias, because there's no fixed parasha. Likros parasha zu b'shabbos zu. That this week, you have to read parashas Bahar. Not true. V'zu b'shabbos zu, and next week is b'chukosai. Eruki kein is through our parashias. You just follow the order. Wherever you're up to, that's what you read. Okay? There is, I couldn't track it down, but somebody told me, I think it was Rav Hai Gon, regarding somebody who's lost in the desert, he doesn't know what parasha it is that week. So there is, I suppose you've got a group of people. You call up seven people. I don't remember for definite what it was, but it was one of the parashas which people are all familiar with. Maybe, to be honest, I can't be definite which one it is. But he says, because strictly speaking, the chiyuv is to call up seven people. That's it. So ordinarily, we just continue in an order so that by the end of the year, we won't have too much to do. We just follow an order, so by the time it comes to Simchas Torah, we will have read everything. He says, let me prove it to you. V'rayel adovo, shemira yom tov b'shabbos. What happens if, as we'll have this with Shavuos? I mean, that's the most classic example. When it comes to Parashas Shavuos, not Parashas, when it comes to the yom tov of Shavuos, so on the Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be leading Parashas Noso. Okay? I think that's right. Yeah, I think it's Parashas Noso. We'll be leaning from Parshas Re'eh, Kol HaBachor. What's going to happen the week after? Well, we're going to say, okay, sorry, we missed Parshas Noso, so that's it, let's move on to Parshas Baal Yischo. No, we're up to Noso, we will read from Noso. Eretz Yisrael, they're up to Baal Yischo, they'll read Baal Yischo. And we'll continue on like that. Okay, eventually we'll catch up with them, because we also have to finish before the end of the year. But we're not tied down by Eretz Yisrael. Wherever we're up to, that's where we read from. That's what he says. And even so, as he goes on to say, of course, you catch up. After, not catch up, you continue from wherever you left off. He says, the su, where it's underlined again. Furthermore, even if you want to argue, no, each week does have a fixed parasha. Which, by the way, as I said, for us, it would be very difficult to just sort of say, well, you know what, we're up to Vayakel because it will continue from there. Lemaisa, as we already saw, the Dogel Meravovo, the Nedibihoda, that is the accepted thing. Of course, we're not going to do that. But listen to what he says. Even if you want to say, okay, this week we are up to Bamidbar. Okay, Afidu Hochi, even so, you can't just push off a parasha which you haven't read. Next week you read it. And he goes to bring a Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara in Sukkah is discussing the Shir, like we say Shir Shalom HaShabbos, right? What do we say? Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. They also had a similar thing for the Levim. So each day of the week has its Shir. Now, the problem is, if it's talking about Legabe, the different days of Yom Tov, actually, sorry, over there, it's talking about Legabe Yom Tov. So what happens if, we're talking about Sukkot, by the way, yeah? So if one of the days is Shabbos, well, then you have to say that day of Shabbos. So let's say, for example, you can see that he says, B'sheni, on day two of Sukkot, you'd say, V'lorosho Omar Elikim. Right, that's a kapitel in Tehillim. Let's say day two was Shabbos. So, Shabbos has got its own share. So you wouldn't be saying, V'lorosho Omar Elikim. So on day three of Yom Tov, right, in other words, on Sunday, what would you do? So although there's actually a machlokes there, the answer is you continue from where you're up to. V'lorosho Omar Elikim. And you just, okay, the last one is pushed away. You can't, that's basically the last one you ignore. So he says, you see, you don't just say, well, sorry, we've missed Vayaka Pekude, Vayikra, etc. Well, gone. No. You really have to catch up from there. Even if this week as well, you have to read Parshas Bamidbar, okay. But you can't ignore what you've missed. Now, why? Go to where I've underlined again, the bottom of that column. The Eimah Dargin Seidah Asher. You can't just skip the order. There's an order here. Follow the order. The Kol Shekein Seidah Parshas. All the more so when you're talking about an order of the Torah. She Torah Yitzareinu Chukum Mishpatim Shein Adali. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. You can't just skip things out. So then he asks, he says, but hold on, if you're going to learn it from the case of the Shir, over there, as I mentioned, you do end up, you don't catch up. In other words, if let's say there's seven, so one of them will get pushed away. The last one is pushed away. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Okay, so you know what? We'll continue from Vayaka Pukudeh, and we'll just continue reading, and okay, when it comes to Mkhatera, whatever we haven't read and finished. He says, no. He says, of course, here is different, where it's underlined. Avol hocho b'seidah parashiyos ha-Torah, ki lahashlim ha-Torah onu boim b'chol shana. We have to complete the Torah every year. V'im yivosir lonu ha-parasha, if we have an extra parasha, what did we do this week? Why did we read the two of them together? The answer is, well, why can't we just read Parashat Bahar? The answer is because if you read one parashat a week, you're not going to finish it by the end of the year. So what do you have to do? You have to put two together. That is what you have to do. So Yikra Eno the Shabbos Acher. Okay, he goes on B'kitzah, and he says, therefore, as far as he's concerned, of course you have to catch up what you've missed. Now, just the last bit, which is underlined, where it says to Ein Lomar, because you like this one. He says, don't come along and say, well, hold on, I'm sorry. She'en dekot mishum Torah Tzibur. Sorry, you can't do that to the Tzibur. You're going to make them sit through another 20 minutes of laning? No, sorry, you can't do that. Now, in our case, by the way, we may be talking about, if you're going to do a catch-up in one go, as things are heading, we could be talking about 5-6 hours of laning, okay? I'm not joking. If it's 20 sedras, you could do the math. It's going to be a really long haul if you do it in one go. If we have time, we'll talk about any possibilities of splitting it. But he says, sorry, that's not much of a tainah. So I'm reading on Masech HaSofrim, because we say in Masech HaSofrim, Sha'afiru ba'avur posuk echot, that even because of just one single posuk, Chayzeh v'kareh kona parasha. If you forgot a posuk, go back to the beginning and read the whole parasha again. Okay, the Pirish says, Halakon Amaita, we may not do that, by the way, but that's what it says in Masech HaSofrim. We don't say, but oh, come on, the Sibbah have already sat through half an hour of laning. Sorry, back to the beginning. The Kol Shekein L'chol HaParsha, so all the more so when they've missed the whole Parsha, Shein L'chosh L'Terach Tzibur, that we don't worry about Tircha de Tziburah. Kasher Onu Osim B'ro Parshias, like we do with most Parshias, Shonu Kodin Shtayim B'Yachad, we don't say when it came to Vayakel Pekudeh, Sorry, that's too difficult for the tipper to have to sit through such a long haul. No, that's what we have to do to complete all the parashiyos this year. That's what we have to do. Tilchot de Tzibura can't override the needs of the tzibur. The interesting thing which I've underlined there, by the way, is, double underlined, is the kachi mitzvah min ha-mubcher. Now, I wonder if he is saying, the Ohr Zoruah is leaving a little bit of a room to say that what I have told you, therefore, is the ideal way of doing it. But those who want to be lenient, which, given the situation, is obviously going to be something we, for the tzibur as a whole, is something which we probably have to really do, if it just gets beyond, it gets to a certain stage, then maybe he's already left a little bit of a sort of a lifeline there. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah min ha-mubcher. That's what it sounds like from his closing words there. One thing, though, however, you should have seen from the Ohr Zoruah is that the Ohr Zoruah is not saying it's only one parasha. That is clear. What you have missed, that's what you should be catching up. And in fact, more than that, he says, as far as he's concerned, strictly speaking, we are up to Vayakhel Pekudeh. That's where we're up to. That's where we should be reading from. But even if, as we would do, you can't just ignore, no, it's Bamidbar this week, okay, read Bamidbar. But that does not exonerate you, that does not get you out of the fact, you still have to sort out those parashiyos, which you've missed, to read them to the tzibur. You have to do that before, somehow, before it gets to Simchas Torah. Now the question is, how did the Maharam Mintz not see that? I mean, is that not clear? So I saw in a teshuvah that Rabbi Avadia Yosef wrote, he had a situation where he missed a parasha, and he brings this Kedarko, lots of interesting Maharam Makomos. So he says that in Shailas Teshuvah's Zichron Yehonatan, because I can't say this, but Zichron Yehonatan can, he says that he believes that the that the Maharam Mintz never saw the Ohr Zoruah inside. That's why I said to you before, it's a key point. If you look in the Maharam Mintz, that first part which is underlined, he says, the Ohr Zoruah is the source for this, and the Ohr Zoruah is quoted in the Sefer HaAgudah. Now, as you saw, the Sefer HaAgudah quotes literally one line. He doesn't quote the whole Teshuvah as we have it. And yes, from that one line that he writes there, no, you could say that you could see why the Maharam Mintz understood it's only two parashiyos. It seems he didn't have the Ohr Zoruah. It wasn't available. It wasn't in print. Whatever it was, he didn't see the Ohr Zoruah at the source. But if you see the Ohr Zoruah at the source, it's very, very clear. This is not a din in Tashlumin. It is clearly just a din. You have a chiyuv, a tzibur as a chiyuv, to read from Parashas Bereishis to Parashas Bezos, HaBarocha, in the course of a year. Strictly speaking, the Ohr Zoruah feels you could do it how you want. But, obviously it makes sense to follow, spread it out throughout the year. But even if you want to say that each week has a certain parasha, it doesn't get you out of the fact that what you've missed, you still have to sort out. Over the page, in source 5, you'll see there the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik is a Talmud, one of the great, great Talmudim of the Chasam Sofer. And the Maharam Shik, he says, he has a couple of questions. He says, question number one, I'm wondering, he says, is the Loshon was Bitlu, correct? As we pointed out at the beginning. It sounds like even if you missed out Kriyas HaTorah, but made it, next week you make it up. Amazed? Why? But if it's Tashlumin, why would you make it up? Another question he asks is, when we do Tashlumin, the order is always, let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say a person didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos. Mincha on Shabbos, he forgot. So Motzoi Shabbos, you daven 2 Shemona Esrei. The first one is for Maariv. You say Atochen Antonu in it. And the second one is also a Maariv Shemona Esrei, but you miss out Atochen Antonu, because that's to make up for Mincha on Shabbos. That's the order. You first daven the Tefillah of that time, then you make up for the missing one. So why are we doing Emor and then Bahar, or whatever we've missed out? Surely it should be Bahar and then Emor. So he says, no, you could just say, because over here, Teras Hashem Tamimo, you're supposed to really be laying in a certain order. Whereas with Tefillah, there's no real order. You daven as many Tefillahs as you need. But then he says, more because of the fact that Bitlu sounds like Benezid, he says, you know what? It sounds like it's not tashlumin, like we've said. It doesn't sound like it's tashlumin. The vort is, you have to lane all the parishes, and if you missed out six parishes, make them all up. Before the end of the year, you've got to sort them out. That's his raya, and therefore, b'shogeg, b'mezid, what difference? Go make it up. And at the end, that last part where I've underlined, he says, v'shomati mimoron. And he says, therefore, by the way, he says, no matter how many parashiyos, even if it's in two different sforim, who cares? You have to make it up. Not like the Maharam Mintz. V'shomati mimoron zatzel. He finishes off just the last two, three lines in the Maharam Shik. I heard from my Rebbe, who's that? The Chasam Sofer. Sha'agon echosid. Moro du'uvda. Merino arav nosan adla zatzel. Reb Nosson Adler was the famous Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. A gone otzum, but a very, very controversial figure. For reasons he was, you know, he had certain shitters which in the Tzibur weren't happy with. And I'm told that actually what we're about to read centered around, he was put in Cheirim, mainly to try and quieten things down. So the Haflor was one of the people to put him in Cheirim. I'm told that that's what this what he's referring to here. The kids, when he was taken out of Cheirem, if that's the details surrounding this, if not, either way, he missed a number of parashiyos. And what did he do? Also, halacha lemaisa v'kara lahashnim harbi sidras. He went ahead and he read many sidras together. There you have it. I'll tell you something else. If you look over the page, we'll come back to the other sources on this page in a second, but in source 10 on the last page, you've got there from Tosefes Maaseh Rav, and it brings there Kesheyotza Hagro, when the Vilna Gaon came out of prison, Mideis Asurim, Kore the Baal Kere, he called in a Baal Kere, Sheyekor Lefonov called David Sedris, Midavid Shavu Esashe Yoshav. He'd missed four parashiyos whilst he was in prison. He called in a Baal Kere to read them to him. Now that, as they point out, sounds like a little bit of a stira, a contradiction to what the Chofetz Chaim said in the Shitta of the Gaon, it's Tashlumin, only one parasha. And here he's doing four parashiyos. To be honest with you, I don't think that's such a problem, by the way. Because anyway, if you look at source 9, you'll see there that in source 9, it brings what we mentioned earlier, that some hold when it comes to Tashlumin or Tefillah, you can actually make up as many Tefillahs as you've missed. It's not limited to one. And therefore, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Se'if Katan Yud Tes, in source 9, this on the last page, at the top of the page, he brings from the Prima Godim, he says, you know what? I don't know if people would do this today, by the way, but if you've missed two tefillahs, the Prima Godim recommends you should make up both of them. So let's say I haven't davened, let's say Shacharis and Mincha I've missed. So when it comes to Maariv, I should daven Maariv, one, then I will daven Mincha, in other words, Tashlumin for Mincha. And then you can daven another tefillah, right? Another tefillah to make up for Shacharis. But not everyone says you can do that. So he says, make a tanai, make a condition, and say, if I'm not allowed to do this, then it should be what we call a tefillas nedova. It's a special, basically, it saves me from being a brochel about tola. But if the halacha is like those who say that you can do Tashlumin, even on more than one tefillah, then I want this to be Tashlumin. This third Shemen Esri should be Tashlumin for Shacharis. So it's very possible that the Gaon, who holds, yes, it's Tashlumin, he said, look, one setra I've got to make up anyway. So if I'm going to be making a bracha on that, we may as well do four setras in one go. You've got nothing to lose. So therefore, I don't think it's really a stira to what the Chofetz Chaim said. The Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, we paskin me'ika adin, Tashlumin is only one tefillah. So in which case, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, Me'ikah Adin, it's only one. So you want to do more than one? Okay, you want to do like the Gaon? Maybe you could. We'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, there could be another possible explanation to that, I think, but we'll leave that for the time being. Just you should note, then, we've got the Vilna Gaon, he read many parashiyos, for one reason or another. You've got Reb Nosson Adler, who read many parashiyos. I can tell you, as it happens, the Chazanish missed a couple of parashiyos. He had a couple read for him. I think Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, same thing. Okay, so you do find, at least among some Gedolim, they do read more than one. Again, is that because they hold maybe even if it's Tashlumin, you can make up more than one? I don't think so. I think in light of what we've seen from the Ozorua, as the Maram Sheikh says, it's Peshat because you have to make up for everything you've missed. You have to read the whole Torah in a year. It's nothing to do with Tashlumin. Hence, even if it was bemazed, even if it was on purpose, and even if it's more than one parasha, and even if it's two different Sephorim, we'll read it in the right order. It's not Tashlumin. Now, the question is, what do we do halacha lemaisa? So we've seen the Mishnah Berurah brings the different days, but what I can tell you is, as I said, I personally, going back to the source, I can't understand how we can ignore the Ozorua. We've seen it inside. The Ozorua, to my mind, is very clear. You've got to make up everything. Again, if it's impossible, could we say, look, he says it's only mitzvah min amuvcha? We'll discuss that, Bezras Hashem. But if you look in the Kaf HaChayim, that's source 6, in source 6, he brings the Deus Lekan Ulekan, and he brings quite a lot, I've underlined a lot of them, you'll see that from the Elo Rabo, the Beis Dovid, the Matzah Yehuda, the Devar Moshe, he goes through one after the other who say that you have to make up everything. You have to make up everything. He just discusses, one of the things he discusses is, if you're going to be making up a lot, so how do you split up the brachas? In other words, let's say I'm going to be going from Vayakel Pekudei all the way through to Bamidbar this week. Let's say I would be doing that. So how am I going to do it? So do you say, well, okay, I'll call up 7 people for all of that. That's the chiyuv. And we'll do, let's say, 4 for Bamidbar and 3 for the rest of it. Or do you say, no, we should be having 7 in Parashas Bamidbar. So what am I going to do? Well, the answer is you'll just do from Vayakel Pekudei one massive aliyah all the way through into Bamidbar, and stop at Rishon, or at least 3 psukim into Bamidbar. That is an option. The only thing is, that is the best way of doing it. In other words, if you just missed out Vayikra and Tzav. So when it comes to Parashat Shemini, the best way to do it would be to get one aliyah to lean Vayikra, Tzav, and a little bit into Shemini. That's the best way of doing it. The only complication would be over here, that we've got Vayakel Pekudei, do we really want to join with one aliyah, Vayakel Pekudei and Vayikra? And then you're going to have Bahar B'chu Kosai, do you want to join that with one aliyah to Bamidbar? Remember, that was a concern. Well, the Oruch HaShulchan in Source 7, he also writes, you can see there, Udvorim Temuim. He says this whole thing of the Morgan Avron, the Maram Mint, he says it's a Pele Otzum. Like we've said, exactly like we've said from the Ozorua, he says he does not understand how you can say such a thing. He says it's Devorim Peshutim, you have to make up everything that you have missed. Everything. One Sefer, 2 Sephorim. And he says, what are you worried about? Is there an Issur to join 2 Sephorim together? Okay, we're not in an ideal situation. So what's the end? It's not the end of the world. So we'll do it. That's his view on the matter. Others will say, no, you know what you should do, and possibly this would be the better way of doing it. I'm not sure, but possibly would be the better way. You call up one person, he does Vayakel Pekudei. Then you have another aliyah, who will do, let's say, Vayikra all the way through to Bahar B'chu Kosai. And then, if you really want to do 7 aliyahs for Bamidbar, if you really want to have 7 aliyahs for Bamidbar, I'm not sure you're mechuyev to do that. That may be a better way of doing it. Now, you may say, but hold on a second, but isn't there... at least we should be choshish for the other shit of the Maram Mintz and that school who say, no, forget it. You've missed Vayakel Pekudei. You've missed all these sedras. Isn't that a shayla of a bracha levatolo? So to that, if you look in the Kaf HaChayim, he brings from, I've actually underlined it, it's the last few lines of that first column where it says, Ve'ein loima. He says, don't tell me sofei brachos lahokel. He says, if you have a chiyuv to read the Torah b'tzibur, if you are going to read b'tzibur, you have to make a bracha on it. That's a halacha. So you don't have to worry about a bracha about Allah. Even if taka we're wrong, even if we are wrong, and you're not supposed to be leaning b'yakel pekudei, etc., but since you are leaning it b'tzibur, you have to make a bracha on it. So you don't have to worry about a bracha about Allah, he says. I'm not sure everyone agrees with that, but if you follow that shitta, then yes, it would be better to do Vayakel Pekudei as one aliyah, Vayikra all the way through to Bahar B'chu Kosai as one aliyah, and then Bamidbar, Bamidbar, as I said, maybe 7 odd years, you can make Os Office, that would be perfectly fine. If you're going to go all the way with the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, you can see in Sif Zayin, this is still Source 7, he actually says over there that not only would you have to make up all the parashiyos, you also have to read all the haftaris as well. I must say, I find that very hard to understand. I looked around and I found the Besela Chochma, that's from Besalel Shern, it was a big place taken in Australia. He writes as well, no way. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes no source for it. It's taka very difficult to understand that. Because the Haftorah is just a din. If you're laying by Yaka Pekuda, you don't do the Haftorahs of both Sedras. Right? You do one. That's the Takono. So here, the only reason we're making up all the Parashiyos is because we have to lay all the Parashiyos in a year. That's the only reason we're trying to make it up. But when it comes to the Haftorahs, we're not going to lay through the whole of Nevi'im in a year. There's only a din. I personally wouldn't have pushed for that. I would worry more about the Parashiyos. He quotes no source for it. So I don't believe that obviously has to be looked into a little bit more, but I don't think that would be unanimously agreed upon that the Haftorahs is the thing to worry about so much here. In terms of something else Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says, can you do this at Mincha time? So he says, just generally speaking, he says if let's say you want to catch up at Mincha time, he says you can't do it on Tuesday morning. Decide, you know what, we'll do a catch up today. That you can't do. You can't even do it on a Monday or Thursday for that matter. Because then there's a takono, only 3 aliyahs. But he wants to say a massive chiddush. He wants to say that if you do it at Mincha time, you call up 7 people and you can do the catch up at that time. It's a massive chiddush that. The idea that you call up 7 people for it. You've got at the other end of the scale, the spectrum, if you want, in source 8, the Chidor, he's just talking about, generally speaking, if you, for whatever reason, you didn't manage to do Kriyas HaTorah and Shacharis, so we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, we paskin, you just do it at Mincha time. With, and others before Mincha, before you start Ashrei, you do it with 7 aliyahs, and then Mincha, you lay in 3 aliyahs as normal. The Chidor says no, he says no, he says leave it to next week. He says you don't call up 7 people at Mincha time. So for sure he would never agree with what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. So you can do a catch-up at Mincha time and call up 7 people, a catch-up all the parashiyos? No way. He would never agree with that. Lemaisa, I've never heard of doing a catch-up at Mincha for parashiyos you've missed and calling up 7 people. I would have said all you do is you call up for Kohen, you do the catch-up. It's one of the 3 aliyahs. I don't see why you can't do that. And in fact, that's what they do when you've got people who are going back to Eretz Yisrael, let's say after Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael, they're one sedra ahead already, or let's say if there were flights, in our case here. So let's say after Shavuos, you're going to have a problem. Those who are going to Eretz Yisrael, so it's going to be Parshas Baal Yisrael when they get there. They will have missed Parshas Nosa. So what some places do, they do it Shabbos Mincha, now it's on Shavuos, Shabbos Mincha, when they're going to be laning, how are we going to do it? No, you'd have to do it, sorry, Parshas Bahal Yitzcho. When it comes to, I'm just trying to work out, basically what you do is, at Mincha time, you can work it out yourself, you just do, instead of laning, Bahal Yitzcho, instead of doing just 3 aliyahs from Bahal Yitzcho, the Kohen goes all the way back and lanes from the beginning of Parashas Noso all the way through until the end of that first aliyah in Parashas Bahal Yitzcho. That's a standard thing people do. Again, I'm not saying a person is chuyav to do that, but that is a standard thing people do. I think I'm actually, rather than rushing this, I think I'm actually going to split this into 2 parts because where I just sum up where we're holding now, people can have a little bit of a breather, think about what we've said, and the Be'ezus Hashem next week we'll move it forward into a sort of how we would apply it. What we have said so far, what we have seen so far is that in terms of what we have missed, starting from Vayakel Pekudei all the way up to Parshas Bamidbar, you've got opinions who are going to say there's no inyan to catch up anything. No inyan to catch up anything for the simple reason that we're already into a new sefer. Number 2, Bahar B'chu Kosai anyway is 2 parashiyos, you wouldn't catch that up. So the kids, whichever way you want to look at it, forget it. Just start from Bamidbar if it's this week. Okay, so whenever you start your minyan, wherever you're up to, you will only catch up a maximum of 1 parasha. At the other end of the scale, which, look, I personally would definitely would go with. You can see the Aruch HaShulchan with that, and take a look at the Kaf HaChaim, many, many, the Ele Rabba, many, many others. They feel that, no, you have to catch up everything. You have to catch up everything. So, what I'm going to leave you with is the following. You can have a think about this, and Be'ezus Hashem will discuss this next week. So, what does that mean in practical terms? Now, to put that into practice, we have to take into account a few questions. Question number one is, whose chiyuv is this? Is that my responsibility, or is it the congregation's, the tzibur? If it's a tzibur chiyuv, has there been a tzibur for the last 2 months? When we come together, if it's small garden minyonim, is that counted as a tzibur or not? Do we take into account the fact that this is something which is just going to be impossible to be mechayev the tzibur to sit through? So do we just do it for people who want it? Do we just say, well, you know, we'll have to leave it? Could there even be a way of splitting it up over a number of weeks such that we can catch it up gradually? These are the questions I'll leave you with, and Be'ezus Hashem will try and answer those next week.
I know
I've got 2 minutes so I can answer questions, otherwise people are welcome to phone.
I noticed in the Dishu Mishnah Brura, it says in the notes that the Vilna Gaon, although he only passed, like you said, that you only do one Sidra, but he himself, when he came out of prison, caught up all the Sidras that he had missed.
That's what I mentioned, source 10.
All right, sorry, yes.
The question is why. We've offered one possibility, because it's Tashlum, and it could be you can definitely do more than one. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see next week another possibility why he did that.
If one individual has those sedras, does he have to hear with a les, or is it just read for him? In the case of, let's say, the Chazon Ish or the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah, so it's a very good question. They would obviously... The might of what they will generally do, you've got to be a Chazon Ish to be able to do it, because you've got to have nine other people that are willing to sit through it for you. They'll do it just to claim. That's what Rabbi Avadi did. He just leaned. I think he was in Chutz La'aretz, Acharim, or something like that. So he came back, and he leaned. He got called up for Kohen. He said, you know, with the Kohen's agreement, and he just leaned Acharim and into Gedoshim. But as they point out, for most people, you can't. I'll tell you already now. I had this yesterday. We effectively took a sort of a vote on it. We couldn't get 10 people to agree, so we couldn't do it.
What were you thinking of doing yesterday? Learning one additional.
I was prepared to do just lean through everything, but Yaakov could do it all the way through. It was with very little notice. It wouldn't have been a perfect job, but I was prepared to try it.
Just for Yaakov.
There weren't enough people who we couldn't be. It wouldn't be fair to be Machiah people anyway. Next week I'll speak more about that.
Fine. And I just say, it sounds that when the Vilna Gaon came out, or whoever, and they said they brought a Bal Korei, that doesn't sound like it happened on Shabbos. That sounds like he wanted to do something and say, look, I've missed it. Can you lane for me? And it was during the week. That's how it sounds.
I'm not sure.
Otherwise, why do you have to bring a Bal Korei? He's already there.
I have that kasha anyway. Why did he have to bring a Bal Korei? The Vilna Gaon couldn't lane himself. I'm sure he could have lained it himself. I don't know if that means he called the Bal Korei. It's a way of saying he got a minion together. Because does it mean just a Bal Korei? I mean, I've got to go. But if, as I said, if anyone wants to phone at home, you're welcome to try.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.